Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You Jesus with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Hallelujah! Glory to your name, Christ Jesus! We thank you, Lord Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's give it up for God Almighty. He is Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah! Welcome to the house of Thank You Jesus. Hallelujah! You're blessed. Come into the house of Thank You Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You Jesus. You're blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. On this blessed day, in this blessed evening, let us come. Let us come in, hallelujah, to worship God Almighty in the spirit and in truth. Let us come. Let us come. Let us come all in. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us come all in. Yes, to God. Let us sit at His feet, hallelujah. Let us sit at our Father's feet and hear what He has to say to us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Let's get into this word. Hallelujah. Let's get into the gold. Amen. Let's get into the good. Hallelujah. Let's get into the thing that changes. Amen. That changes everything. That changes our perspective. That changes our heart. That changes our life. That encourages. That gives us strength. Amen. Let's get into the word, our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. We are going to turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. Yes. Amen. It's the passage of the valley of the dry bones. I already got it. Amen. I'm giving you a little time to turn to it. Turn to it. Hallelujah. Turn to it. Amen. Thank you, Father God. The valley of the dry bones. What valley are you in? Amen. Right now, the Lord has a message. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for us all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you for this time of communing with you. We thank you for this time of just sitting and being with you, Lord God, abiding in you, abiding in you. The Bible says in John 15 that we abide in him, in his word in us. We ask what we will, amen, and it will be done unto us. It will be given unto us. We must abide in him. This is time of us abiding in him. Hallelujah. Casting away the cares, casting down the judgment. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andara basando bi andereya. Hallelujah. And plead the blood of Jesus right now over this hour. Ezekiel 37, hallelujah. And it reads, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, who is he? God. And God said unto me, who is me? Ezekiel. Amen. And God said, in this moment, God said unto me, what is God saying to you? What is God saying to me? Hallelujah. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Hallelujah. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And ye shall live and know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Mm-hmm. Someone say, I prophesied as I was commanded. I did as I was told. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. He's not finished. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Everyone say, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what you are saying. Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, we bow down to you. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves, and we thank you, Father God, for speaking. Yes, Lord, speak, for your servant hears. In Jesus' name, amen. So what is going on here? Amen. From a big picture, we're going to start at the big picture. Amen. Someone said the big picture, and then we're going to narrow it down. First of all, God is doing the impossible. Amen. Big picture or large scale, God is doing the impossible in this time. God is doing the supernatural. God is doing the unnatural. God is doing the too hard. He is doing the complicated. He is doing what is not seen. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andaraya. God is doing the impossible. The big picture is this thing of him bringing Ezekiel. It was a prophetic sign of how he's restoring and resurrecting the children of Israel, the nation, a nation of Israel, back to him. Amen. Because of their evil ways, because of their own devices that they entertain and succumb to and entertain and entertain and entertain and dabbled in what they felt like doing, what their flesh felt like doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Other gods. Oh, this is what y'all doing in this land? Okay, we gonna participate. How about the Bible says that we are not to conform? How about the Bible says that we are not to conform to this world, but be ye transformed? How? By the renewing of what? Our minds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes. And so now, basically, God is saying that Israel, the children of Israel, the nation of Israel is like dead. Amen. Their land in chapter 36, when we went over it last week, excuse me, and God was saying that he spoke it He will do it. He spoke it. He will do it. In this chapter and today, he's saying the same thing. I will do. And he's merely telling Ezekiel to say what I'm already saying. Do what I'm telling you to do. But it's what I'm doing. Amen. It's what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. He is in the midst of the thing. He is able to repair the thing. He is able to build the thing up. He is able to restore the thing. He is able to bring it to life. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andarabosoya. He is able to bless and bring you into your own land, your own home, your own things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your own income. Hallelujah. Shatabo siyanda rabasaya. Where you don't have to borrow. Hallelujah. Someone say, I'm a lender and not a borrower. Yes, Lord God, thank you. So God is doing, one, he's doing the impossible in this time. Amen. Because if we can just take ourselves, right, and imagine seeing such a wonder. Hallelujah. If someone were to ask you if that was possible, probably we would say no. Amen. And Ezekiel was only able to see this done because he was in obedience, because he was on the same accord with Christ Jesus, because he adapted to God. He submitted and humbled himself to Christ. Hallelujah, to the Lord. Hallelujah. So he was able to see such a thing and then go forth and prophesy to the children of Israel. Why? Because he was in agreement with God. Not trying to make God come into agreement with us in this season. Not trying to bring God down to our limitations and to our box. Amen. And to our small thinking. Because even when we think that we think in big, it's still small compared to God. Amen. Not bringing him down to our problems, but handing our problems up to him, handing it up and over to him. Amen. Someone say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear you. I hear somebody say hallelujah. I hear you. Thank you for the hallelujah. Shandarobosuki andarabasandaria. Thank you, Father God. So he takes Ezekiel and he carries him out into a grave that was full of dry, it says very dry bones. First of all, it's full of bones. And then the Bible emphasizes that they were very dry. Amen. And I want to encourage you right now that where you are, God has his hand on you and God is with you. Amen. And God is your help. And he's your strength. And he's also doing something. Amen. Some of us, where you are, is he led you there. Some of us got ourselves there, but good news, he knows how to get you out. Good news, he knows the way out. Hallelujah. Rebo shikianda bosotoroyo. Good news, he is the way out. He is the way up. Hallelujah. Amen. So now Ezekiel finds himself in this valley of dry bones, graves all around. And when we walk with God, when we commit and walk with God, it doesn't always look like we think it's going to look. Hallelujah. It's not always going to feel how we think it's going to feel. Amen. But God... what he does is he grows us. Hallelujah. He rebo shiki andarabasandaria. He builds us up. Amen. He strengthens us in that fire. We become pure gold. Amen. Those rough edges are smoothing out. Amen. And like a great potter he is, we come out looking mighty beautiful. Amen. And in this season, amen, because my God is saying it, and our God is saying it, that he is breathing life. He's breathing life into you. He's breathing life into those dead things. He's breathing life into those gifts and those talents that have been buried. Well, he's breathing life into those areas where fear has trampled over. Amen. Hallelujah. God is breathing life. He's bringing you into your own. He's bringing you into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Into who you are. He's introducing you to you in this time. He's introducing you to what he has for you in this time. Amen. He is doing the supernatural. He's doing it miraculously. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord God. Speak, Lord. Thank you. Shatarabosokia. And also, what the Holy Spirit is saying is he's doing it. The Bible says that the Lord told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. Amen. And he said, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live. Hallelujah. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. In whatever area, in it, whatever compartment of your life, in all compartments of your life, ye shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord. Which means what? He has his hand on it. Which means what? He's repairing it. Which means what? He's doing something according to his standards. Hallelujah. And he's doing it in a complete fashion, in a whole fashion. Hallelujah, someone. He's connecting. It says that the bone to his bone. Amen. There was nothing that was disconnected out of order. Ooh. God is putting things in order in your life. There are things out of order, distractions and people distracting you. And be mindful and be careful. Even when he sends the blessing, he sends the good, and not to be distracted and become out of alignment with Christ Jesus. God is aligning us with him, that we are constantly elevating in our relationship. Amen. With him, getting closer and closer and closer and closer, because there is no relationship that can thrive, hallelujah, if it's not connected, hallelujah. You must come back and connect. Amen. Just like this iPhone that I have, if it's not connected, even just this equipment right now where I'm able to speak in the mic and you can hear me, hallelujah, and press the buttons that I need to press so that it's unmuted, amen, and press the intro, everything is connected. One thing out of order and is not functioning well. God is dealing with the dysfunction in our minds, the dysfunction in our hearts, the dysfunction in our bodies, the dysfunction in our responsibilities and our priorities. God is dealing with, he's making sure everything is complete. Hallelujah. And functioning optimally. Yes. Someone say, in my body is functioning optimally. Yes, my finances are flowing. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. My family, my children are blessed and functioning, in the spirit of the Lord. Yes. Just say, yes, just like that. Just like that. Ooh, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Rebo shikianda bo sotoroyo. Hallelujah. He's connecting. He's connecting even divinely. There's people holding your blessings. Amen. There's, ooh, lands. There. He's connecting you. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know why that's the Batman. I don't know why I just gave Batman. But I hear the Holy Spirit and I feel him. Ooh, Shatabasaya. Okay. He's positioning you. Amen. He's connecting you in the land that you belong in. Amen. We have to be in position. Hallelujah. We have to be in the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's causing us to be in the right place at the right time for that divine connection, for that opportunity to see that miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. Moses and the children of Israel, they had to be at the Red Sea to see it part. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone, you have to, like, even now I'm being reminded of, like, when you drive up, like, to get into my housing community, you have to drive up to the gate. Amen. And you have to be up close enough in order to gain entrance. Amen. You press the button too far back and you it don't open. Hallelujah. There's some things where God is placing you in the thing He's moving you into, out of your comfort zone, out of your family. Hello, he told Abraham, it's time to leave. Leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your father's house, leave her. Peter had to step out of the boat, to recognize that he was able to walk on water. Someone say, I'm walking on water in this season. Ooh, I'm walking in authority in this season. I'm walking in my power in this season. I'm walking in my boldness in this season. I'm walking in, I am well able in this season. I'm walking by faith in this season. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Walking by faith. Amen. I was listening to a song. Amen. Can I bring you to the car with me? Can I bring you into my car on the way to LA Talk Radio? Thank you for allowing me to bring you into my car. But I was on my way here and I was worshiping God Almighty, and praising Him. And the song came on Pandora by God's Property called Faith, but it says something, and it was just good in that moment. I was feeling it, but it says, I can do the impossible. I can see the invisible because I have faith. Yeah. So, and that's what it is. Faith causes you to do the impossible. Faith causes you to see the invisible. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andaraya. This is a season. The Bible says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So you got your vision board, hallelujah, and you got your list, your prayer list, and your petitions. But God wants to do greater than that, more than that. He's like, I got that. And sometimes some of us, and me included, we are able to have faith in one area, but not necessarily in another area. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? In this season, walking with Yahweh in the season of 2020, which is our season. Someone say, it's my season. We're walking with Yahweh by faith that we are able to do. I can do the impossible. I can see the invisible because I have faith. Yes. Hey, girl, you better sing, girl. You better sing. Well, you know, I try. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. So he wasn't finished. We're going back to the text. He wasn't finished. Amen. And so the bone, the sinews came on, the flesh came on, the bone came to, it was joined with bone. Amen. In this moment, I'm reminded of how Adam said when he was presented with Eve, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Ooh, thank you for the marriages that are flowing in right now. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, kingdom marriages, not to, thank you for discernment. Hallelujah. Thank you for a sensitivity. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us who we are and that we see and know who we are. That we can recognize bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Not being connected to no broken bones. No wounded flesh. No. Ooh, shaya rabo sikianda basatoro yura basatreya. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So he's connecting in marriages. Let the marriages break out. Let a mindset. Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. Hallelujah. Let us get into a mindset. Okay, Holy Spirit, where you want to go? Where you want to go? What you saying? Let us get in a mindset of healthy relationships, healthy marriages. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Bless those that are married. Bless those that are waiting for their kingdom partners. Let it break out. Let it break out. Like a storm of marriages. Yes. That's good. That's healthy. That's good. Amen. So then he told Ezekiel again to prophesy. Now prophesy to the four winds. Amen. That breath will come into all these bones. Now all these bodies. Hallelujah. Someone. Prophesy to the four winds. I'm reminded of how we are to speak, to speak to the thing, to speak to the areas in our lives, to speak to our schooling, to speak to our occupation, to speak to that job, to speak to that coworker. Amen. You don't always you don't always have to go and tell that person off. Amen. They don't need to hear you in the natural. But let it be heard in the spirit. Amen. Speak to the thing that you commanded to turn around. I speak life into this. I speak favor. Hallelujah. I command my blessing to arise. Hallelujah. Speak to the thing, cast down that is not from the Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to the bill. Hallelujah. Speak to the phone. Hallelujah. I got good news coming in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to your body. Hallelujah. My body is blessed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. Every organ, you are blessed. You must function optimally because the Lord said so and he designed me as such. Hallelujah. Someone, I command diabetes out of my body. I command cancer out of my body. I command, hallelujah, someone, rabo shiki andara yerabo sotere ya. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our feet, that as my feet are ordered, that I follow. Amen. God releases the order, but then we got to pick up and step, pick up and step. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in this time, don't prophesy. I prophesy to my parking spot is available right when I pull up. I'm pulling right into my parking spot in the front in the name of Jesus. We start small. It may sound crazy. And the reason why it sounds crazy, because the things of the spirit are not discerned by the natural. The Bible says that they are foolish to the natural. But this is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. Let the Holy Spirit start to lead you and guide you. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, show me how to start speaking to things. You told Ezekiel in chapter 36, you told Ezekiel, speak to the mountains, speak to the cities, speak to the valleys. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak to the wasteland. Hallelujah. What's the wasteland areas in my life? I speak to my finances. I speak to this checking account. You know what? I'm going to pull up my checking account. Let me pull it up. Pull it up. And I speak to you. And I declare that you are blessed. I declare that you are filling up. You are fat. Amen. Speak to it. Let us in this time follow the Lord. Let us in this time copy God. Say what he's saying. Amen. But in order to hear what he's saying, we got to be close to him. This is what even the Holy Spirit was saying last week. We have to be close to hear him. Amen. We got to be silent to hear him. Amen. We got to be okay with sitting still. Amen. We got to be okay with leaving the party and leaving everybody to say, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to sit. I'm going to be. You don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. It's time to hang up the phone, amen, and get into conversation with God. Hallelujah. We didn't put God on hold, amen. And the good thing with the Lord is he's still holding. See, we'll hang up like, you didn't put me on hold forever. But I'm so thankful that my God don't hang up on me. Ooh, da 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 ya. I'm so thankful that my God don't hang up on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're always there. Hallelujah. This is a praise break. Because right now, it's just, he's always accessible. He's always there, even when we ignore him, turn our back, get mad at him. Amen. He is always there. When we don't give him, we can never give him what he gives us. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. But when we give him a minute, he's always there. Unconditional love. Thank you for your unconditional agape love, Lord God. How can I do better? Hallelujah. What do you want me to do? Let's ask that all. What do you want me to do, Lord God? How can I sit and be with you more, Lord God? Help me to like take that time for you. But then there's also discipline. Set it in your calendar until it becomes a habit, right? Thank you, Father. Someone say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God says, he says in verse 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. God will open. He will open. He will cause you to come up out of. Come up out of all that. Come up out of all that trouble. He will cause you. Amen. Your graves may not be a literal grave. Amen. Hallelujah. It may be bondage. It may be jail. Hallelujah. Imprisonments. Hallelujah. Rabbo Shoya. Anything that has you like stuck and unable to move, buried. Hallelujah. Limited in our movement, not able to have, we don't have a lot of reach. Hallelujah. Because of the circumstances closing us in. Hallelujah. Feeling smothered. Hallelujah. Anxious. Hallelujah. Fear can have you buried. Amen. Your finances can bury your bills and things that you have to pay and responsibilities can have you feeling buried. But God, someone say God, on this day, God says that he will open my graves. He will cause me to come up out of this dry place, come up out of this empty place, come up out of this insecure place, come up out of, amen, and bring me into a place called your own land, amen, your own, you owning. Now it's time God causing you to own some things, amen, and not have to borrow. Hallelujah. Rabo shukian daraya. Even if it starts small, amen, recognize like what, like, It can even be like having to borrow someone's phone. Now I have my own phone. Listen, start seeing God in all things. I had to borrow some clothes. Now I got my own suit. Ooh. Yes, Lord. And then bring you on your own, causing you to have your own home and you own your home. Yes, I'm not speaking about what your finances and what your bank statement and what your resume and what your qualifications can get you. I'm talking about what God can get you. I'm talking about what God can afford, not what we can afford, what God can afford. I'm talking about the things that God owns that say he's giving it to us. He says, I shall place you in your own land. Amen. Enlarging our territories, giving us more than what we even asking for. We're like, okay, just give me a nice little apartment. No, God said, no, I have more. I have bigger. I have greater. Just heal me of this. I have more. I have more. I have bigger. I have greater. There's nothing irreparable with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that's in his will that should be repaired, that's sleeping, I command it to awake right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Father God. And then he says, in the end, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. I have spoken it and performed it. The same thing God said last week. He said, I speak it, I will do it. What is doing it? Performing it. Now he's saying the same thing. I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. So, as God, hallelujah, had me sitting on this, he began speaking, and I want to end with the things that he's saying to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can we give it up for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus, for God Almighty, and for the angels up in the studio today? Can we give it up for them? Hallelujah. And little old me. Hallelujah. I'm just a vessel. I ain't nobody but the vessel. Someone said, I'm just a vessel. Let us be the vessel for God, so we can see the miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders in this time, extraordinarily. Yes. So what is God saying? What is our Father in heaven saying? First of all, in this moment, saying, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's saying heaven on earth, heaven on earth. In chapter 36, he said that they will say, they, who is they? The enemies, the ones that was attacking them, that had them out of their land and displaced. Oh, God, it's placement. Thank you for placement. Hey, hallelujah. And he said, they will say, everybody will say, people around you will say, and they said, it's like the Garden of Eden, that desolate wasteland. He turned to like the Garden of Eden, your life like the Garden of Eden, like heaven on earth, like heaven on earth, heaven, heaven. And I know in heaven that the streets are paved with gold. So thank you for putting me on the streets paved with gold. Yes, I believe it is happening now in the name of Jesus. He says he's lifting up those who've been down, who've been depressed, who's been out of it, who feels lost. He's taking you out of the dead things. Some of us have grown comfortable in the dead things, in the dysfunction, in the rebellion. He's taking you out of that. And so as he takes you out of it, it may feel unusual and unnatural in like what's happening and what's going on. It's the same way when if you've been addicted to like especially an extreme or severe drug and you go to detox off of that, there's uncomfortable symptoms. Your body starts responding because it's like, no, I didn't got used to this dead thing. I didn't got used to this poison. right? And so it's like almost like allergic, like reaction, and just this negative symptoms coming out that you don't want to go through, but have to go through in order to get to the place of being free, to the place of being clean, to the place of life and life more abundantly. So, He's taking off your grave clothes. Amen. He's taking off your grave clothes, your somber clothes, your sad clothes, your lowly clothes, your I'm not good enough clothes, your I'm settling clothes. Amen. Your thank you, Lord Jesus. Those cheap clothes. Amen. Yes, He's putting on expensive garments, the garments of praise. Amen. It's not all materialistic. I'm talking about praise. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about joy, walking in the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's raising you out of the graves of debt. He's flipping. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. And as you hear what he is saying, write it down. If it resonates with you, write it down and hold on to it. Because it's not me that's saying this. It's Christ Jesus. Don't let the enemy come in and steal the seed. That God is depositing right now in your life. If he's saying it, he said, I spoke it, I will do it. Well, this is some of the speaking. Amen. So write it down. If it resonates with you, if you're like, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, this is for me. Yes, this is for me. Write it down. Hold on to it. These are words from God. We have to catch how God is always, he's always speaking. The Bible says, he's always speaking. I don't know why I had to be so flustered when I said that. He's always speaking. But he is. He's flipping it. He's taking you from least. He's taking you from being overwhelmed. He's taking you from being consumed. He's taking you from being downtrodden to having more, to being able, to saying I can, to believing I can, to knowing I can, for it just be permeating through you, the coming seeping through your pores. I got this. I can do this. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And it doesn't matter your age. Somebody told you write your age on paper. That does not matter because God is able. We read the Bible. Go through the Bible. He used any age he wanted to. He used anyone he wanted to. Don't be the one saying, no, God, you can't use me. Who are we? We don't know nothing. God is watering the dry areas. What do we need to grow? What do we need in order for soil in the seed to grow? One of the things we need is water. Another thing we need is the sun. Yes, the sun, Jesus Christ, the sun, S-O-N, hallelujah. He is the water. He is the well, hallelujah. We drink from his well and we do not we don't thirst again, hallelujah. God is watering the dry areas, amen. God is causing it to grow rapidly. He's causing it to grow abundantly. He's causing it to grow profusely. This abundance and this profuse means is a lot is coming in. So now the responsibilities are flipped. So this is another reason why we have to be with Christ Jesus, because we got to be in the flow and be able to handle all the balls that he's throwing at us. Hallelujah. Because if you say I can juggle, then I can juggle. So let me get on your page and let me believe that as you're throwing it, I'm catching and I'm like, oh, okay, listen, God, look it. I'm doing it. We doing it. God is taking you from the lonely place, from the dark place, from the insecure place, from the fearful place. He's taking you from the people, the things, the places you've been avoiding. He said it's time to address it, time to confront it, time to approach it, time to do it. He says that this is a season where we say what God said. And we do what God said. We say what God says and we do what he did. We say what God says and we do what he do. I'm saying what God says and I'm doing what he doing. I'm saying what God said and I'm doing what he doing. Hey, I'm saying what God says and I'm doing what he doing. I'm saying what God says. And I'm doing what he doing, going where he going, being who he told me to be. Yes, I made up my own song. Ew, I like that. I'm saying what God says, and I'm doing what he doing. Hey, I ain't doing what I see on Instagram. I ain't doing what I see on Facebook. I ain't doing and saying what I see on the news. I ain't doing and seeing what I say and saying what everybody else is saying around me in my hood, in my area, on my job. I'm saying what God says, and I'm doing what he doing. Hey, I'm saying what God says, and I'm doing what he doing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, because he was speaking a lot, y'all. He was speaking a lot. So let's go. He says, he's blown away the irritants, the discomforts. Amen, hallelujah. He is uniting. He said it earlier, hallelujah. Sin news, amen. I was like, well, what is sin news? And it's a piece of tough fibrous tissue. And it unites the muscle to the bone, or the bone to the bone. It's like a tendon and ligament. Amen. So he's uniting that that fits together. Mm-hmm. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Amen. He's given us vision. Amen. God is covering you, protecting you. He's tending to your wounds, hallelujah. He's tending to those hurt places, hallelujah. He's breathing life into those areas, hallelujah, that you thought was irreparable, that couldn't be healed. He is gently tending to you, amen, hallelujah. Also, as we go where God goes, into that land that he tells us to go into and doing what he work, there's a covering, there's a protection, there's the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. You're favored. We are entering a time of seeing and touching what God said, hearing and smelling what he proclaimed. What does that mean? That means the miraculous, the impossible being tangible. Well, now I see it, I smell it. People see it. They know what my purpose is because I don't have to open my mouth because it's evident. Hello, it's evident. We chilling in it. You basking in it. Say, I'm basking in my purpose. I'm basking in my, I'm baking in my promise. I am. Mm-hmm. Saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In this season, in this time, God is causing you to stand on your own two feet. No more crutches, no more handicaps, no more dependencies. Amen, hallelujah. Rebo shikiandaraba sandaraya, in an unhealthy fashion. Amen. So when he starts to cause you to break away or just stand on your own, when he removes the training wheels, when he removes the crutches, when he takes off the cast, ooh, hallelujah. We got so used to having someone help us, needing that he's like, no. Let me show you that you can fly. Let me show you that you're able to run. You will succeed. You will prosper. You will get better. You will rise up out of this. You will overcome. Hallelujah. You will. He will. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will open it. God is making you stronger like a great army. It says that they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Yes, he's making you like a great army, because my Bible tells me that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And also, there's more with me, amen, mm-hmm, when I'm rocking with Jesus. Then, So, you got an army behind you. Thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. The hand of the Lord is on you, and he's doing it by his spirit. By his spirit is how he's doing it. So, Father God, we thank you for this blessed hour, for this blessed time. We thank you for speaking to us and loving on us. We thank you, Lord God, for comforting us and encouraging us. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God. Bless us in this week. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over this week. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. We thank you, Father God, for the instructions. We thank you, Father God, that in this week we are saying what you're saying and doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavelecha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace and love and joy from the Most High.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.